Thank you for holding. Is this Elena?
Yes.
Hi, Elena. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Mm-hmm. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a pretty busy morning, but good problem to have. Yeah, we're over here in Orange County, so I've been up and at it since 7 a.m. Yeah. It's a regular day, though. I understand.
We are in San Francisco, so the same.
Yeah.
Time.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to get up early, though. Get the coffee going. Get a head start on the day.
That's true. Yeah.
I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Virginia. She is newer here. Did she do a good job of kind of explaining why we were giving you a call?
I mean, I pretty much know. We work for a couple different companies in this kind of field, so. I just need to know your price because I'm buying leads and we have like, we work with Goodwill, which put us on the list on a Google first page. We work with a local buying list, directly list. So, I know about this area. Just can you explain about your company, what you can do, I mean, differently from those companies which we work with.
Right. So our company, Local Splash, we're a premier Google partner. The Southern California Google headquarters is where we report from and where we get our certifications from, the Newport Beach location. So we focus on Google Places placements. Those are those three people that show up next to the map on the first page of the search results. We also do Google Ads and Google Places placements. Google Ads and Google Guarantee placements if they're available in your area. So it's a little different than the SEO, like the eLocal that you have. As far as like cost, everything's month to month. We don't ask you to sign anything long term. Pricing set at a flat rate of $149. You don't have to pay per lead or click or call or anything like that. So it's just one flat monthly rate in order to maintain your placement there on the first page.
$149.
Yep. Yeah. It's like $150. Yeah. $149 exactly though.
It's how it works. We're gonna get the phone calls, or we're gonna get the email, or
no? You get live calls. The customers are able to call you right off the first page. Yeah, they just have to look up one of the services you offer, and they'll be able to see you as a top recommended option. Call you directly.
And approximately how many phone calls per day? You cannot say, right?
We can't guarantee you a certain amount of calls unless you're in the Google Guarantee program. But what I can say is that just in the last 30 days, here, let me pull it up. I can give you an estimate on how many times each keyword's been searched, right? Because we have a system called Google Analytics. I'll let you look that up. So let me see here. Your main focus is just like appliance repair?
Just large appliances. So because we also, I used to work with one company, which I've got a lot of phone calls with the small appliances. Just was just waste of time. We work only with large appliances. I don't know, but you always can add this, right? Because we don't fix, like for example, like microwave, we fix only frigidaires, only oven, so we don't need just to get some kind of useless phone call. So, but you can add this, right?
Just exactly. Right. It's keyword specific. So we're only going to list you for the services that you want to be listed for.
Okay.
Makes sense.
And go ahead.
Oh, no, so I was saying for the keyword appliance repair, it said there was 1,812 searches in this service area just in the last 30 days. But obviously, appliance repair might put you in a position where you're taking on those smaller jobs, and we don't want that. So obviously, you know, if you sign up with us today, you're going to have a client interview, and that client interview technician is going to pull all the keywords that are the services that you actually provide, and then obviously see which ones are getting searched the most. We'll recommend those to you, but you have final say on what you're listed for since it's your business and you're going to be the one taking the calls. So we will customize and target the campaign. So that way, when you are receiving calls from our placement or from our services, that they're qualified, they're not wasting your time or that potential customer's time.
Mm-hmm. What about the area? For example, I just said like 25 miles, but usually I put exactly the zip code because even though the 25 miles in San Francisco area, it can go across the bridge. We don't do across the bridge. It's the cost of bridge and time and traffic. So we work with exactly zip code. I don't know if it's possible to do with your company to put the zip code.
Yeah, no, we prefer it.
Okay.
It's better to be specific to the area that you're trying to target. So you can target geographically and you can target by keyword. It's fully customizable based on the service area you want to hit and the specific services that you want to provide. We want to make sure the leads are always qualified. You know, last thing I want is somebody calling you from an area you don't want to go to. That's a waste of their time. It's a waste of your time. You know, so we customize the campaign so that those things don't happen.
Okay, and no, like contract, we can pay in month to month. If we don't like, we can always just say, yeah, we don't.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, it's month to month. We do recommend that you try it for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it's month to month, paid out 1 month at a time, fully cancelable at any time if you're not happy with the services.
So we can try, but I need to prepare. I'm not ready for now. It's like 8:45. I need to pull out all my zip codes, all my area.
Right. So what I'll do, what I'm gonna do, Elena, is I'll create the account and I'll secure the position now. And then I'll schedule your client interview with a client interview technician either later today or tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Okay.
Let's do this way. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let me create your profile. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number for Smart Appliances Corp. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on now?
Just a minute. Let me give you the phone number.
Okay.
I don't know. This has three phones. I need to find out the phone.
Okay. Because I have this 415-640-7024.
No, it's going to be a different phone. And but we always can change the phone, right? Calling.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm gonna send you a text message right now with my direct number and extension. We do also have a 24/7 customer service department. But if you want to make a change like that and you want it done quickly, just give me a call and I can swap it out for you.
Okay, but I give you now the different phone number. Maybe later I'm gonna change to another one. But please 650.
Okay.
4452.
Okay.
9832.
9832. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And what's your last name, Elena?
Verbici. V as a Victor. E. R as a Robert. B as a boy. I. T as a Tom. S as a Sam. C as a cat. H as a Henry. I. Verbici.
Okay. And you spell your first name E-L-E-N-A?
Yeah, E-L-E-N-A, Elena. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. I love that. It's beautiful. And then what's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing?
Yeah, info at smartappliancesrepairs.com.
Okay. And it's repairs with an S, right?
Yes, with an S.
Okay.
Okay. Appliances with an S and repairs with an S. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. And then you want it to say the business name to appear as Smart Appliances Corp, correct?
Yes, correct. Okay.
All right, perfect. Okay, and then the Google PIN verification letter, I think you've requested this before, but it doesn't say that it was completed. It's where they send that little postcard to you in the mail to verify your location there in San Bruno. What's the street address that I could send that to?
115.
Okay.
Quail Point. Quail. Quail Point.
Okay.
Circle. San Bruno. California 94066.
Okay, I think I'm missing something because I put quail, and then there was a second word, right? Quail.
Quail point.
Point.
Point. Point circle.
Got, mm-hmm. Okay, got it. I found it. I missed the point part in there. Okay, and then that's 94066, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. And then we do offer a .com website. I've seen that your website's not finished. I can build one for you. It wouldn't be any additional cost. Is that something that you'd be interested in?
Yes, it is. Okay. Something with you will be interested in.
Yeah, and it's no charge, right? So can't argue with free.
Yeah.
So I'll build that for you, but do you have like a logo for your company yet, or maybe like picture?
I have logo. I need to find because if we didn't finish site, I need to find, yes, I have logo.
Okay.
To find, and I can send it to you.
Okay, no worries. I sent you the email address right now, so whenever you're ready to send that email in or any pictures you want to use for the website, just feel free to send them
in.
And obviously, you'll get new customers as we go, so you can always update the photos and change them.
Yeah, okay, sounds good.
All right, so I got the business profile created. The last question on here is, what are your hours, like your work hours, your hours of operation?
From 8 to 6, Monday to Friday, and Saturday from 9 to 3.
Okay, and Sunday close?
Sunday close, yeah.
Okay, so 8 to 6 Monday through Friday, Saturday 9 to 3, Sunday close.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. And then I got to schedule your client interview. So client interviews are usually about 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour window in order to complete them. What's a good time where I can have a technician contact you to walk you through that?
Can we do like tomorrow 9 a.m.?
Tomorrow 9 a.m., yes we can. I'll lock you in here, and I'll send you a calendar invitation to the appointment. I'm going to call you first, okay? The client interview is going to be with somebody else, but I'm going to call you, and then I'll introduce you to them, and I'll transfer you over to them, okay?
Okay. Yes, sounds good.
Okay. We like to get the Google technician on the line for that client interview. So I'm going to create your account, give it to them, have them mail out your PIN verification, and then in the morning we're actually going to talk to them and do all the customization for your zip codes, the keywords, the services. Okay.
Okay.
Get it rolling
sounds
pretty quickly. And then come Monday or Tuesday, I should have the website already good to go for you. So.
Okay. Yeah. And then I send you the logo later today.
Right. Yeah. We do everything pretty fast. We like to get it up and running pretty quickly so that way we can start making you some money. Usually if you make good money the first month, then we don't have to worry about you coming back the next month.
Yeah.
So we try to get everything going fast. All right, so I got the business profile created. I sent you the calendar invitation to your client interview, to your email address. They're also going to send you a text at 8 o'clock, which is 1 hour before the appointment, just to confirm that it's still a good time for you, okay?
Okay, yeah.
All right, and then the last thing I got to do is secure your first month's payment of the $149. How did you want to do that, Elena?
Just a minute, let me, Amex.
Amex, okay. And is it under your name, the business name, or both?
It's actually it's both, but it's business, and it's business under my name.
Okay, so it says Elena Verbitsky, and then it also
says
Verbitsky.
No. Verbitsky, V-E-R-B-I-T-S-C-H-I, Verbitsky.
Okay, yeah, I have it spelled right. I was just making sure. Maybe I don't pronounce it right. All right. Okay. And then is the billing address for the card the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN to? Yeah. Okay. All right. So on the front of your Amex, there's 15 digits. It's a little different than other cards. If you could read it from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Okay. Let's see. 37800605631005.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
January 26th.
Okay, and then there's a 4-digit number on the front, security code.
Yeah. 8232.
8232. Okay? And then I have to walk you through a brief voice verification. I'm going to send you the invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement in writing while we're doing this. As I'm walking you through this, if I say something that you don't understand or don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Smart Appliances Corp.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Elena Verbici, the owner of Smart Appliances Corp.
Thank you very much. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Smart Appliances Corp today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided today?
Yes.
All right. So it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hour response time, but obviously you want to try to answer the calls as soon as possible, right?
Sure. Yeah.
And it says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Yeah.
Okay. So we know what you're already doing now. It's just saying after today, double check so I can make sure you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating anything. Okay?
Sure.
All right. And then it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's October 27th of 2022 in the discounted amount of $149 for our pro package. I've included the .com website for you at no additional charge. I've also waived all setup fees affiliated with your campaign. When the term is completed, your agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 27th day, but it'll remain in the discounted pricing structure of $149 for as long as you are with us. So as long as you choose to use our services, you'll keep that discounted pricing structure. Now, it does state
yeah.
you can discontinue or cancel at any time. You're not binded to a contract. We do ask that if you are going to discontinue, that you contact us before the next billing being due, so that way we can stop your billing cycle. But just to let you know, there are no cancellation fees nor penalties should you decide to discontinue our services. And then it asks if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
Yes, agree.
All right. So upon your initial payment confirmation, you're going to receive a welcome text message as well as a welcome email. I think you may already have that. You have a text message there?
Just on this phone, just a minute.
No worries.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a link in there. It'll say, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Contact me with, please click here. Uh-huh. Yeah, I have it.
Okay, so if you click on that, there's a full outline of the agreement in writing, okay? And the reason I did this is because the price that I put you on is about half of what it normally costs traditionally. It's usually $299 for these campaigns. But I provided a discount because that's what Virginia requested for you, okay? Also, I see this as kind of like our starting point of getting to know each other. I know you're using other services, so my goal is to come in here, you know, do really well, and then obviously we could talk about doing something bigger down the line once I've made you some money, right?
The mobile phone, I can see the old one, which you don't need to use.
The 415?
Yeah,
no, that number is only for us. The clients are never going to see that, but if I'm going to send you like a text message or something, it's going to go to that 415 number.
Okay.
Yeah, but the customers won't see that. The customers are only going to see the 650-452-9832.
Yeah, but you know, even here, I need to change to different phone number if you can do it for my direct phone number, because this is for, I mean, we have a couple phone numbers, but usually I work with the companies with different phone number. Can we change this right now? Or?
Yeah, I could change the primary line of contact for you. What would you like me to switch it to?
415-290-9033.
Okay. 415-290-9033?
Yeah. This is
okay.
My biggest phone number, yeah.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to send my contact information and the email address for your logo again to that one, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to do it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But, yeah, so at the bottom of this, though, there is a box that you have to check that certifies that you're an authorized user on the payment method and that it was actually you that authorized the transaction and not somebody pretending to be you. And then also at the very bottom, it's going to ask you to click on that box and type out your first and last name as it appears above. Now, this isn't a contract, but it's like an outline of the agreement in writing, so that way you have everything in detail on what we're doing for you, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, and the cancellation policy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that way you have everything in black and white. And then the invoice receipt is sent over to you, too, so you could write this off. It's considered a business expense.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't get the link on this new phone, if you can send me the link.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, I'll resend it to the new phone. Sorry.
Yeah.
Let me do this. Okay, where is it? There we go. All right. There you go.
Yeah, I got it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah, you click on that link where it says please click here, and then you'll find everything in writing. Like I said, there's one box that you have to check to verify that it's you on the billing information, and then obviously at the very bottom, you have to sign your first and last name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then once you complete that, we're basically good to go until your client interview tomorrow. So that's all we need from you for today.
I did. Can you see?
Let me just refresh. Yep, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. You did that very quickly. Okay, so that concludes our initial sign-up process. Couple things I want you to keep in mind, though, okay? So client interview tomorrow at this time. It's going to be between 9 and 10. I'm going to send you a text message 1 hour before just to confirm that it's still a good time for you and that you're awake. No sleeping in tomorrow, right? We have work to do. Me too. I'm up with the sun. I can't sleep if the sun's up. There's light coming through. I'm up. Yeah. That's just part of living in California, too. I mean, the sun... What, it rises in the west and sets in the east, or is it the other way around? I don't know. But sorry about that. So basically, client interview is what I want to focus on primarily. At the end of your client interview, they're going to give you a username and password for you to log into that tracking system that you're seeing there. So don't worry about that tracking system. Where it's asking you for the username and password. We'll give you that. We'll also give you a YouTube video that shows you how to use it. And then there's a PIN verification letter, okay? So about this time next week, you're going to get a little postcard in the mail from Google. It'll say Google on it in bright, colorful letters. You can't miss it. It'll also have your business name on it. On the back of that postcard, there's a little 5-digit number that I need from you. So don't throw that away or mistake it for a piece of junk mail. It's important, okay? And you only got to do that one time for as long as you own your business. Once we got it verified, you'll never have to do that again. You'll always exist as a legitimate business on Google, okay?
Okay.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's very important. So main things I want you to focus on are obviously that client interview, that PIN when it comes in, and then obviously getting the logo or photos sent over as soon as you can. That'll be useful for us building your website over the weekend.
Okay.
Okay, I sent you my number, okay? You have my direct number. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can always contact me directly. There's also a 24/7 customer service department available to you.
Okay, okay.
Okay, one thing too, sorry.
Are you tomorrow morning, right?
Correct, I'm going to call you. Yeah, no, I'm going to call you first, and then I'm going to hand you to a client interview technician that will walk you through your client interview, okay?
Yep.
Yeah, so it'll be me tomorrow. But I wanted to ask you, there is a security question on here for your account. You can choose from three different things. It could be your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What did you want to use for your security question?
Maybe my first pet's name.
Okay. What was your first pet's name, Elena?
Lulu. L-U-L-U.
Oh, we actually have a lady that works here named Lulu. Yeah, she's in customer service too. You might meet her. I call her Loopy Lulu. She's really funny. She's like, I think she's like almost 60. She's like 57 or 58 years old. She's the sweetest, funniest lady. She loves the burgers and stuff. So maybe you'll meet her. That's kind of interesting. Okay, but I saved it under Lulu, so they might ask you that. Anything that has to do with billing, or if they're unsure if it's you, they'll ask you the security question before moving forward or making any changes to your business's account with us.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right. Perfect. So thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. Enjoy the rest of your day, and then I'll circle back with you tomorrow morning to get started on everything.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You're so welcome. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.